This Wednesday at 5 p.m. KVOE Live and Local, so Red Bud, that's one word, the key word today on the KVOE Bluestem text line, 620-342-5863. Sunshine, 63 degrees. Good morning, it's 843.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's Craig Barnwell, CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 844. We're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 program this morning by Four Rivers Electric Cooperative General Manager Dennis Swanis. Dennis, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us, as always. Dennis on the KVOE Sutherland studio line. And we also have Chuck Samples mobily with us this morning. You were just here.
Hey, I know. Boss, long time no see, something like that.
Indeed. Well, great to have Dennis with us this morning to give us an update on the America Solar facility and maybe discuss some fall energy matters. So the summer heat, how was it out there at the solar facility in America? So how'd things go this summer, Dennis?
It went very well. We were very happy on how it performed this summer. Ran 100% of the time on our peak days. So that means that maximized our savings that we get on our demand component of it. So it's been chugging along really well. I'm just pulling up some numbers on it, and the number of homes that it's that the equivalent of its production since we installed it, 215 homes. Is what the America's one is, and we have our Studebaker one as well, so 430 homes equivalent from generation for those facilities.
Dennis, how does that really compare with maybe some of your initial projections once, you know, once you and Today's Power started working on bringing this facility up and then also the one outside of Fredonia?
Right. We were... when I ran the numbers, I was expecting it to be a little bit less. So this is actually outperforming what we had expected, which is a good thing. It's a tracking solar facility, so it does track the sun throughout the day, and that makes quite a bit of difference. I was expecting on average, you know, through the year, about 167,000 kilowatt hours per month. And it's been doing over 200,000, but 208 to 210,000 kilowatt hours instead of the 167. So it's been outperforming what we expected.
So is that the limit? Is that as much as it's got to give, Dennis?
Yeah, it really is. And part of that is because we're limited through lots of different reasons. The maximum output from it is 1,000. Kilowatts, so 1 megawatt, and even though it's got about 1.4 behind the meter, call it, it can push out 1 megawatt, and that's it.
Dennis, when it comes to the kind of the game plan going in, you mentioned here how this is outperforming, but really, how does the solar facility work, and then how do you combine it with, you know, your current energy options here in order to help Four Rivers customers?
Okay, so the way that it works is that it feeds into our America substation, and it flows out from that substation to serve the meters on that substation. And when that maxes out, and so that it's completely saturated that substation, it feeds back on our transmission line to our Thunderbird substation and feeds those members as well. During low times during the year, we actually put on from our Emporia West substation, we move some load onto that as well, so it'll push onto that substation as well. It'll cover all three of them, and that's during the low times when there's not a high amount of usage. And then what happens is at the same time, if when there's a higher demand, it feeds into the substation along with the power they're buying from the grid, and it combines it and pushes down the line to the meter.
So all told, I asked, if we're hearing you correctly, the America Solar facility is exceeding expectations then.
Yes, it is. We're very, very happy with it. And also financially, what we expected it to do, it's been doing all that we expected financially to save us on the end of our energy costs, which we then pass immediately along to our members on the current bills.
Well, overall, Four Rivers, Dennis, let's talk about kind of the overall operations, in dealing with businesses here locally. Employment is difficult for some, recruiting personnel. How are you sitting personnel-wise?
We're doing pretty good. It does affect us some, not quite as much as some businesses, we're doing okay. We try to make sure that our employees know that they're appreciated, and I think that does help. We have a great, great set of employees. Can't say enough about what they do. You think about it, the middle of the night, awful storms, our men are out there, doing what they have to do to get the power restored to our members. They're a great, great group of folks.
Yeah, indeed. That's wonderful work. We're fortunate, obviously, to have those folks on duty, on alert, to keep the power on during tough times. What about any supply chain issues you have to deal with, Dennis? Are you okay on that front?
We are struggling every day on something or other. We have a tough time getting meters, transformers, poles, wire. We actually have had trouble getting bolts at one point in time. We're fine on that. But it's a constant struggle. We're working with our vendors very closely, making sure we understand what the what their supply issues are from their side, and so that they understand what our needs are, what our expectations are for things. So we're still able to keep working, but we are, like I said, we're constantly running short on one thing or another.
Dennis, given the heat that we've had here earlier this summer, and obviously the solar facility did extremely well here this summer months, but just how much strain did you have on your system this summer, given, we were seeing temperatures close to 100 or a little bit above 100, heat index readings, at times at 105 to 110. I bring that up given the Southwest Power Pool had made some announcements here about, folks maybe needing to do some conservation on the personal level. How strained did the system wind up getting?
Well, our system itself was not strained. We do design our system to handle that type of load. The SPP, I know there were weeks that we were getting alerts from them on a daily basis on generation constraints and concerns. The entire grid in the United States is challenged because there's a lot of facilities that have been taken offline due to policies, due to economic constraints, etc. So a lot of generation has been mothballed or actually just taken out completely. And there's not been enough to replace all of it. So it's always a concern. As far as our local power supply and everything, we've been doing very well. But it's something that we're continually to monitor during those peak times, which obviously you have the summer peaks, and then we have winter peaks as well. And so it's definitely a concern going into the winter. I know, like with some of the coal power plants, they're having challenges getting enough coal supply stocked up to give them adequate supply through the winter because of employee constraints on the railroads. So it's supply chain is happening all over for lots of different reasons, and that's happens to be one of them. And I know that
they're working diligently. Dennis, I apologize for butting in, but you bring a good point up because we're starting to hear about the railroad potential for a strike, and I would assume that coal transport would be part of that here. How concerned are you that we could be seeing a strike involving Burlington Northern Santa Fe or maybe other rail transport systems?
That would be a very big concern and should be concerning to everybody if that does happen. I know the coal operators locally, you know, like Evergy, for instance, they've been working to get their coal supplies up as best they can. And but like I said, it's been a challenge to keep up with it. And if the strike happens, it would be a big concern for those power plant providers.
So, Dennis, any fallout still from the extreme cold snap we had, I think, back in February 2021, still feeling any effects of that?
Well, we were able to spread out those costs, and we're coming to the end of that. We just have a few more months left of that amortization, so it is causing a slight increase in costs for our members because of that storm. About, I want to say, 0.2 cents is what it's costing our members because of Winter Storm Uri. So not huge amounts, but it does add up.
Great information here this morning. Well, it was good news to hear on the America's Solar Facility, and sounds like it's working better than and even anticipated. Dennis, always good to talk to you. Anything else you'd like to add as we head into the fall and winter months here?
Yeah, well, just something a little more fun. We've been kind of talking some pretty serious things, but on this Friday, September 16th, we're doing a tailgate at the Fredonia High School. So we'll be grilling hot dogs and handing out bottles of water. And we're going to do the same thing on Friday, October 21st at Opie, at the Opie High School football game. So we're doing grilling some hot dogs, like I said, handing out some water, and that's free of charge to anyone who wants to stop by and grab a dog or two.
Well, great.
Sounds good.
We'll see you in Opie on the 21st, I think, then, Dennis.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I love doing it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Dennis, hey, always good to talk to you. Hope to get you back on in before we head into the winter months. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you for what you do for our community as well.
Appreciate that. That's Four Rivers Electric Cooperative General Manager Dennis Swanis joining us on our Newsmaker 2 here this morning. Brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. That's CB Financial. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning.